Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Yes. Ah, here we go.
This gives a new meaning to the term the Big Bang Theory. It's 11:01 here on the East Coast and wherever we are. I wish I was wherever Steve Baxley is because he sounds like he's just polished off a six-pack. What's going on over there?
I don't know.
We are live from the downtown Jackson studios enjoying a little fireworks fiesta. That's right. Downtown Jackson Studios, the home of my broadcast partner, Jay the Brain Man.
Who you go?
I think Jay had one too many, and it starts at one.
Yeah, this is the only fireworks celebration sponsored by Red's Apple Ale.
So he got to the apple before it became an ale.
Yes, I think he.
Well, I feel honored that JCB had making a cameo on the show today.
The real deal rules.
So,
are you
the fireworks still going on? Is the fireworks still going on?
Yes, the fireworks are going on literally around us for a little bit, but.
Big boom suck! Big boom suck!
When you planned tonight's show, Tom, did you ever think
yeah.
it would literally go off the tracks this
no.
early?
No. I don't know if I can contain myself.
This might be
Jay the Brain's best on Blog Talk Radio appearance ever, including your shows.
Yeah. We're already 3 minutes into your show and already.
I need a Heineken. I don't know if I can go on with this show or not. I mean, everything else I talk about is secondary to what's going on right now. And I'm talking about that fireworks called Jay the Brain.
The brain is on fire tonight.
Oh, no.
Yes, he is. Oh, my God. To say I didn't think the brain had it in him is a gross understatement.
To say this would be one of your normal shows is just went down the hill.
And this show is far from normal. This is one of those shows that you wait all year for.
Yes, and already, as you can tell, Jay and I have drank some of the fireworks, so.
Tastes like gasoline! Tastes like gasoline!
Jay is not smoking anything, is he?
Nope, we're just watching the last few minutes of Raw. Zack Ryder literally just won, and more fire. Is it too late to defect?
I don't know if I can go on and I'm going to try, but I don't know if I can carry on a conversation with a straight face considering what's on the other end of the line. I was going to talk about the big news today. Well, actually, the big news last week that the Detroit Pistons maxed out a deal with Andre Drummond. I hope that deal comes with a free throw shooting coach. But actually, the big news today is something you broke this morning on your website. Kevin Durant is now a Golden State Warrior.
Yes, that is true. And I mean, when it was first reported, nobody believed it. When they said Video Sports Network reports that Kevin Durant is now a Golden State Warrior, they're like, yeah, sure, and I'm a millionaire. Congratulations.
But then you looked on the calendar and realized it wasn't April Fool's.
This is true. This moment here, I'm on the air right now. Okay. What can I say? But Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, attention, Evan Silver, Commissioner of the NBA. Might as well bring back that trophy from Cleveland because it's going to be in the possession of the Golden State Warriors for a long time.
Well, maybe next year. It's curious to see what kind of deal Kevin Durant signed. He signed a 2-year deal for the max, but he has a player option after next season. So he could be doing this all over again next year along with Russell Westbrook.
Oh, jeez. I mean, literally, right now, the coach of the Golden State Warriors is literally having a basketball wet dream right now.
What are you talking about, Willis?
I mean, he has. The coach of the Golden State Warriors literally has the biggest guns. Damon Green, Steph Curry, and now Kevin Durant. Right now, the people of Oklahoma City are doing a huge burn of all Kevin Durant merchandise.
Kevin Durant jerseys is now 50% off.
Yes, and in fact, the owner of the Oklahoma City Thunder is thinking, maybe I should have stayed in Seattle.
Yeah, well, he played his first year in Seattle as a member of the Supersonics, and then he, along with the team, moved to OKC. And he has had, for the most part, 9 great years there. Went to the finals once. should have gone this year, and I think that's what really burnt Kevin Durant, that that team was up 3-1 on Golden State and couldn't close the deal.
Yeah, I think when Golden State eliminated OKC, you remember that little moment when Durant talked, everybody wondered what he was saying. I have a feeling the words Kevin Durant was saying to Steph Curry was, I'm going to see you in Golden State. Make room.
And they are going to make room. They are
going to
make room. The stories out of Oakland is Barnes will be not retained. He will be going to Dallas for a max deal. Andrew Bogut is going to get traded.
11-10.
And a couple of other pieces will be gone so they can fit Kevin Durant into the mix there in Golden State.
Oh, yes. But I'm still stunned. I'm still speechless, and it's been a long day for speechless.
Sounds like in the background, Steve, speechless is no problem.
Luckily, the brain has left the scene now.
Oh, he did his damage.
Yeah, but I'll tell you who else did their damage. I mean, you gotta think, the Golden State Warrior fans, they're going to have one beautiful hangover when they all wake up tomorrow morning, seeing all that cabbage that Kevin Durant got, and they're all saying one thing. That trophy's ours. We'll take it back. FedEx it to us.
Yep, championship or bust.
Oh, yeah.
Lightsaber.
And San Antonio did a deal tonight signing Pau Gasol. Like that means anything.
Good luck to them.
A washed up Pau Gasol. I tell you.
Yeah. But the big bigger question is, going back to Oklahoma City, what are they going to do? Who are they going to get?
And how much are they going to try to keep Russell Westbrook?
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you spend the salary cap left by getting rid of your star player to keep Russell Westbrook?
Because they can't afford to let Russell Westbrook go and not get something for him.
Mm-hmm.
We might be talking a trade before next season ends.
And who said basketball season would be the most boring? After the finals would be the most boringest off season in the world. It ain't boring no more.
Started.
Oh yes.
And they can't sign, and none of these people can sign a deal until the moratorium ends. July the 7th.
This is true.
I was in shock. Well, I got the first word I got out of the I keep saying Garnett, but it's Durant. The first time I heard of the Durant deal was actually seeing your post this morning. And I like saying, you don't believe it until you see it. I mean, I had the funny feeling Kevin Durant wanted out of OKC. Not necessarily because the city is a small market city. He loved the city. He loved the people. He even loved the team. I don't think he loved the result.
Uh-huh.
And that... I think what chipped him towards Golden State was that talk he had with Jerry West. When Jerry West said, I've lost the NBA Finals 7 out of 8 years, and it still haunts me to this day. So what he told Kevin Durant was, if you have the chance to get the ring, go get the ring, because nothing is guaranteed. And I guess when the logo speaks, you listen.
It also helps
to have 4 of your starters come to the meeting with the coach and the general manager to see Kevin Durant in the Hamptons. That showed a lot of solidarity.
This is true. Before we continue, I must thank the hostess with the mostest.
You're welcome.
The producer of Jada Brain Man Presents WrestleMA Hut, Angie, thank you for inviting me and my mom.
You're welcome, you know that. Nice round. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you, dear.
You want to take your watermelon
home? He says thank you.
They have a big watermelon.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Okay. Okay, that is that for us.
As you can tell, Steve is on the road tonight and having a blast, and I thank him for calling me tonight. Considering the unadulterated fun he's had, was just ended.
Yes, and I'm getting into the mobile. Thanks, folks, for having us. Okay, now into the safety and the sanity of the mobile unit. Don't you just love these on-location programs? If I could see my way into the seat, I would be happy.
At least
you're all comfy now. Yes, now let's continue the fun here.
Oh yeah, it's not as fun as the fireworks, but it will suffice.
Yeah, now I will tell you this: we had enough fireworks to last all day, from the Kevin Durant news to the return of Joey Chestnut. 70 hot dogs eaten.
Yes. And the Kevin Durant news was so big, ESPN bumped the hot dog eating contest until later on in the afternoon.
Yes, indeed. They left Wimbledon even in shock.
Yeah, but getting to what you were talking about, the hot dog eating contest, now it's officially summer for me, because a summer is not a summer for me if I don't watch the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. And Joey Chestnut killed it.
Yeah, for the first time ever, people who usually watch it on ESPN Live had to rely on watchESPN.com or the fun-loving ESPN app.
I thought I had missed it. I mean, I was looking all over the place for it, but it was tape delayed. And consider the news that went on today, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And I tell you, Joey Chestnut, when they introduced him, he looked like a man possessed.
Well, after the wax job he had last year by Matthew Stoney, he ditched everything. He started all over.
Mm-hmm. He looked good. He looked good.
Oh, yeah. He looked like he's going to be holding that mustard belt for a few years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was more focused this year than he was last year.
Or any time. I think
that
loss ate him up. I mean, mm-hmm. According to the introductions, when he lost the title last year. He lost his fiance. He lost his will to live. He lost his passion. And he had to get it all back. Well, not the fiance, of course, but he had to retrain everything. He had to come back more focused. And boy did he ever. I mean, if it was a fight, they would have stopped it on cuts.
He was like the ultimate prize fighter. He knew what he wanted, and he got it. And it was like a technical nap foul when he got to 50, and Stoney was about at 41, 42.
He couldn't
knew
do
when
anything.
He was just literally on points. He was in focus. His eyes. He wanted that belt back because that belt literally was his identity. And he got
yes.
it back perfectly.
Joey Chestnut's nickname is Jaws, and he acted like a shark in motion. I mean, he took no prisoners.
Oh man, he just feasted. He didn't just feast. He feasted on the competition.
Yeah, I mean it was. I mean, I'm glad they kept the camera mostly on Joey Chestnut because Stoney looked like a deer caught in the headlights. I mean, he tried his best, but I think Joey lost it more last year than Matthew Stoney won it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that will never happen again. Somewhat like the Golden State Warriors today. I mean, they have that in common. They're going to come back next year hungrier.
That's right. I was about to post up a special bulletin. Joey Chestnut traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's what I did.
Well, congratulations to Joey Chestnut, and I guess congratulations to Matthew Stoney for not just defending the title, but for finishing second. But, you know, what's the saying, Steve? Cloak only counts when horseshoes and hand grenades?
Yep.
And he wasn't even that close. So, you know, that's just a lifetime achievement award I gave Matthew Stoney because he will never see that mustard belt again. And the way Jaws did it today, you might as well get another belt. He might as well keep that for the rest of his competitive life. But he will not take that for granted because I think he now knows what it's really like to lose. And not necessarily to lose to a better competitor, but because you didn't want it bad enough.
Stoney was literally just outclassed, outthought, and just lost focus.
Yeah, you know you had it bad when you lost in the first 30 seconds. So, hey, Matthew Stoney, you might as well get used to second place in that competition because you will not win it again unless Joey Chestnut has some kind of injury. One thing I want to talk about with you, and we touched on it on your show, The Last Call Cafe, cheap plug. There's been a major shakeup in Detroit radio in the past week, and the shakeup is still registering on the Radio Richter scale in Detroit. What was once and former FM sports station is now an urban hip-hop R&B station. I find that very interesting. Go ahead, Steve.
Yates.
Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, I was going to say, when they switched, I found it interesting that they chose an untried format in some cases. Rhythm and blues, little soul, R&B, hip hop. A nice eclectic genre right there. And it's worked. It has worked for a long time at the stations that are now 105.1's competitors, WGPR WJLB. Detroit's Strong Songs. And now those two legendary stations get a competitor that is going to go jockless for a little while. And if they start, and if they hire the people with the mindset that they're coming in to not only the Motor City, but to literally the birthplace of Motown, I think 105.1 The Bounce is going to be here for a long time.
I find it's be interesting to see who they get. Are they going to go with unproven talent, or are they going to try to get some Detroit radio veterans to fill the air spots?
I wouldn't put it past them to, let's just say, maybe steal a couple of major talents from one of the two other rhythm and blues hip hop stations, like
one person that just came to my mind is somebody that hasn't been on the air in Detroit in a long time, who once was a jock on that very same station when it was of another format. A friend to this program, and I speak of the ever vivacious and curvaceous Linda Lexie.
Oh yes.
She would be a natural for that. She would be a natural for that format.
They build the station around her and the music that they play, the format. They got a winner.
Yep. For people like me who are nowhere near Detroit, we would make the effort to listen to it if it was online. Speaking of that, the other night, are you familiar with 910 AM, the Superstation, that station that used to be in Flint, now it's in Detroit? They got a nice little interesting mix of personalities on that show. The one I speak of in particular is Nat Moore.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And I listened to that show last night. I listened to, he called it Soul School. I find that a serious throwback to 70s. And it works. I mean, it's a 2-hour show. It's a 2-hour show on the AM, but Nat Morris was the host of The Scene back in the day. And he now hosts this show on the radio side of things, and it sounds great.
Yeah, I mean 910. I caught a little bit of the station because not only do they stream audio, they also stream video. Of the studio where you get to see the host. And I got to tell you something. Whoever owns 910 AM, God bless you. You've got
Kevin Adell.
Oh boy,
Kevin Adell. And you know Kevin Adell owns the Word Network and WADL, and is the husband to a friend to both of us, Joel Lukasiewicz Adell.
That's right. No, I gotta say this for Kevin Adell. Smart.
Yes.
Very. very smart.
It's number one smart to bring a station in the market, to literally buy the station and move the station from a competing market, and then to staff it with different urban personalities with different points of view that gets people talking.
Mm-hmm. I mean, don't let his picture fool you. This man, Kevin Adell, he's got the smarts. He's got the smarts of being a broadcast, of being not only a smart businessman, but being a smart broadcaster too.
Yeah, he was one of those, and I don't know if it's still the case or not, he was one of those that was up for auction to let the federal government buy his frequency on the TV side for hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't know if that's still the case or not, but
I'll have to look that up.
He owns a station, WADL, that's heavily urban. And apparently he must be making a ton of money because, you know, the station's still on the air, and he also bought a companion radio station that's not only making money, but it's a promotional vehicle for his TV station.
Mm-hmm. And again, shrewd businessman.
Shrewd, yes, I agree. He is shrewd. And see, that's the type of format, that's the type of program the 105.1 needs, the one that Nat Morris does. But I don't think Nat's going anywhere because that show has taken off at that station. And
no way. The only way you get rid of Nat Morris if you bring a shovel and a Brinks truck.
Are you saying everybody has a price?
I'm saying, well, to quote the Million Dollar Man, everybody's got a price. I personally don't think
you mean
Nat Morris,
Steve Baxley. Hold on. You mean even Steve Baxley, you have a price?
Yeah, $1.95. But I got to tell you, you could bring up three Brinks trucks. It doesn't matter. Nat Morris will not leave 910 for 105.1.
No, because that was the station that took a chance on him.
Mm-hmm. And that's a station that'll do anything.
Anything, yeah. Yeah, how many, I'm sure he's getting a good hunk of change to do this show for 2 hours every Sunday night. So I don't think he really wants to work that hard, but
You know what? I would give Kevin Adell the Last Call Cafe if he puts all of us on. Heck, for the same amount of money he's paying all these other folks on 910, we could do 2 hours.
You know, I don't think that would be. I think that's a good idea, Steve. Pitch the idea of the Last Call Cafe to Kevin Adell, because I'm not saying he's hurting for programming, but
you never know.
You get him on a good day at a good time, he might say, let's see what this guy got.
Because, I mean, like I said, I keep saying it, he is a shrewd businessman. He would make Rupert Murdoch look like a monk.
Oh, yes, definitely. 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 So, I find that interesting. And I also find it interesting going to another Detroit media subject that I'm thinking about. Somebody must know something about broadcast contracts up in Detroit. I thought Jason Carr had to sit out 6 months or so because of a no-compete, and here I see him doing things for the morning show on a local 4. So
somebody
must know something.
Either that or Fox 2 forgot that there was a thing called a non-compete.
Yeah, or either that, or he somehow negotiated that way out of his non-compete to get him out of there.
I have a feeling. I got to agree with you. I think that's what happened. He and or his agent or both of them did a little powwow with the chief Indian over at Fox 2 and said, "We like to be out of our contract without sitting out. How much would it take?"
Mm-hmm.
And when
that's a good one. So probably Jason Carr had paid himself off the no compete, so he can work on the air at Channel 4.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It had to have been some good Roquefort cheese to make Channel 2, shall we say, look the other way.
Shall we say? And
shall
we will
say
it.
I'm not
shall
afraid
we
to say
it.
I think.
Well,
I think
that's why you need to be on 9:10 a.m. the Superstation, because you're not afraid.
That's right. I mean, let's face it. The hunk of cheese had to be high quality to let Jason Carr walk.
And literally walk across the street.
Mm-hmm.
I saw on Jason Carr posted, I think it was last week on his Facebook site, there's a billboard advertisement that trumpets the arrival of Jason Carr to Local 4 Mornings.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere down the road, say by the time the auto shows comes up, that Jason Carr is not a main anchor on that said morning show.
Oh, that would. Can you see the promotion for that? Can you see the promotion of that?
Jason and Rhonda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jason Carr, the North American International Car Show.
We talked about this a few weeks ago. The information machine would go crazy. But it's just like what we were thinking. The other half of this equation, Murray Feldman, I don't know if he was as shrewd as Jason Carr is. He's just laying low until his no-compete expires, but his no-compete expires about the time the auto show starts. So that might be, that might be something worth watching.
Yeah, especially when not only Channel 4 does the charity preview, but so does Channel 7.
As Arsenio Hall once said, it's a thing that makes you go, Yeah. So with that, my good man, we're gonna kick this thing into overdrive and get out of here and call it another successful night here on Tom on the Radio, and give you a quick promotional shot of the Last Call Cafe every Friday night from 11:30 until 11:45 Eastern on these same Blog Talk Network airwaves. And I can't wait to I will wonder if Jada Brain will be worthy of being on the air Friday after his performance tonight.
I have a feeling he's going to be waking up to a huge hangover as well.
Oh, boy. So, Steve, I will holler at you then. Thanks for dropping in on such a active night. And we will close the show. And we will close the show with a little patriotic music from the one and only Ray Charles. Apropos for this, the 4th of July, soon to be the 5th of July. And Jay sounded like he drunk a fifth. And I may need to take the fifth. And I'm Tom O'Neill. Thanks for listening. We'll try this again next Monday. Same bat time, same bat channel. Take care, everyone.
Brotherhood.